You know that feeling, right? Waking up in the middle of the night, kind of tangled in damp sheets, feeling like you've been running a marathon in a heat wave.
Oh, absolutely.
Or maybe it's just the constant tossing and turning, trying to find that one comfortable spot that doesn't leave you with a new ache by morning. It's a really common struggle.
And that kind of disrupted sleep, it isn't just uncomfortable. It genuinely impacts your waking hours, affecting, everything from your mood to your productivity, even cognitive function.
Yeah.
Waking up sweaty or sore can truly derail your day before it even gets going.
Exactly. So that's why we're doing this deep dive today. Our mission is basically to cut through all the noise out there and give you a real shortcut to being well-informed about cooling mattresses. We've pulled insights from an incredibly detailed article from Mattress Advisory. It's titled Best Mattress for Cooling, Comfort, Support, and More. And we're going to break it all down for you. And hey, before we jump in, make sure you check out the links in the description associated with that article. There might be some exclusive discounts waiting for you there.
Good point. And that article, it really highlights how a quality cooling mattress isn't just like a luxury item. It's a genuine game changer.
Right.
It promises to keep you comfortably cool, properly supported, and truly pain-free. It can really transform your nights and, consequently, your days.
Okay, so what can you expect from this deep dive? First, we're going to zoom in on five of the top-rated cooling mattresses mentioned in the article. We'll explore their unique features and who they're really best suited for.
Got it.
Then we'll pivot to the crucial factors you need to consider when making your own choice. Everything from the materials inside the mattress to its firmness level, even important things like certifications.
It's a big purchase, right? And with so many options, finding the right fit can feel, well, overwhelming.
Totally.
But that's exactly why we're here to sort of act as your guides through these curated options, helping you spot the differences.
All right, let's dig into our first pick. Recognized as the overall best cooling mattress, we have the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Luxe Cooling. This one has really racked up some serious awards.
Yeah, I saw that. The best cooling pillow top mattress of 2024 by Tom's Guide.
Exactly. And a Best Bedding Award from Good Housekeeping. That's pretty strong validation.
So what's the tech behind the cooling here? It's a hybrid bed in a box, which means it uses foam and coils,
Right.
and it integrates these advanced phase change materials. Think of them like tiny intelligent thermostats inside the mattress.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they absorb and release heat to keep you at just the right temperature. They call this tech Titan Cool, and it works alongside Copperflex and Gel Swirl memory foam.
So it's not just cool when you first lie down.
Exactly. It's designed to actively pull heat away and regulate your temperature all night long. It's pretty sophisticated stuff.
And it's surprisingly versatile, too. It comes in three firmness options: soft, medium, and firm. They rate them, I think, 3, 5, and 7 out of 10.
Right. So who is this mattress really for?
Well, the article says if you're a hot sleeper, someone struggling with night sweats or maybe dealing with persistent back pain, this is designed with you in mind.
Okay.
It really aims for that balance of like soft contouring, but also robust support. Makes it pretty adaptable for all sleeping positions, side, back, or stomach.
But like you said, not always a perfect fit for everyone.
Correct. The article points out it might not be the best for heavier sleepers, say over maybe 250, 300 pounds per person.
Ah, okay.
Even the firm option might feel a bit too soft, potentially letting you sink in too much.
So what's the alternative for them?
The article suggests the Titan Plus, also by Brooklyn Bedding, as a more robust option. And, cost is a factor. It's around $2,000 for a queen, so it's definitely an investment.
That's a key point. And construction-wise, you mentioned options.
Yeah, there are two, the Cloud Pillow Top and the standard model. Both have this Glacutex cooling cover, which gives you that instant cool to the touch feel. The Cloud Pillow Top adds an extra plush layer, Copperflex foam, and Veriflex transition foam for, more comfort.
And the standard.
That one has Supreme Response Comfort Foam and the Gel Swirl Memory Foam. But crucially, all versions are built on these three-zone coils and high-density base foam.
Which means good durability.
Exactly. Durability plus excellent edge support, which is great if you sit or sleep near the edge, and really good motion isolation. Big plus if your partner tosses and turns.
Good to know. And specs, height.
It stands pretty tall, 13.25 inches, gives it that luxurious feel. And despite being substantial, it does deliver on that motion isolation promise.
Okay, and the practical stuff, trial warranty.
You get a 120-night trial, which is plenty of time to decide, plus an impressive lifetime warranty and free shipping. Just be aware, there's a $99 processing fee if you do decide to return it. Got it. Okay, moving on.
Next up, we have the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid Mattress. This one's highlighted as the best cooling mattress for couples. That's a really specific niche.
Yeah, and a really important one. Sharing a bed often means dealing with double the body heat and feeling every little movement.
So true.
What makes this one stand out for couples is apparently it's designed specifically for shared sleep. It's a hybrid, again, with an ultra-cool cover, zone support, and different comfort levels.
Like the Aurora Lux, it also has three firmness options.
It does. Plus, rated 4 out of 10, medium firm at 6 out of 10, and firm at 8 out of 10. So a slightly firmer range overall, maybe.
Okay. So it's really built for couples who want coolness and don't want to feel each other moving around. And it works for different sleeping styles, too. Side, back, stomach. Seems very adaptable for partners.
It is versatile. But the article does mention if you really love that deep sinking hug feeling you get from some memory foams, this might not be it. It has a bit more bounce because of the coils.
Right, that hybrid feel. Yeah. And also, similar to the last one, for folks needing really robust support, maybe over 300 pounds, the article suggests looking at the Lisa Legend Hybrid mattress instead.
Makes sense. So what's inside this one? What makes it cool and supportive?
It starts right at the top with an ultra cool cover and a plush quilt foam layer for that immediate cool feeling.
Okay.
Underneath that, you've got high performance comfort foam, a transition core foam, and then the core support system, an 8-inch layer of individually wrapped coils.
And those coils are key for
durability, definitely, but also fantastic motion isolation, which is why it's good for couples, and targeted spinal support because different zones can have different firmness levels.
And certifications. Yeah. People care about that stuff now.
Oh, yeah. This one is fiberglass free. It's GreenGuard Gold certified and CertiPure US certified for the foams. That definitely speaks to quality and safety.
Height-wise, it's 14 inches, so another substantial one. Excellent motion isolation noted again, and the cooling comes from that ultra-cool cover and the quilt foam.
On the trial.
100 nights for the trial. Also a lifetime warranty, free shipping. Returns are free, too. Unless you're in Alaska or Hawaii, then there's a $100 processing fee.
Okay. Oh, and one small thing mentioned in the article.
What's that?
It might have a slightly longer off-gassing period, maybe around 10 days, which just means that new mattress smell might linger a bit longer than some others while it airs out. Nothing major, but good to know.
Good practical tip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, third on the list, the Helix Midnight Lux. This one is called out as the best cooling mattress for side sleepers.
And it's got some serious backing too, right? Time's Best Mattress of 2024, endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association.
Yeah, that's quite the endorsement, especially focusing on a specific sleep style like side sleeping.
So what makes it good for side sleepers? It's a premium medium firm hybrid rated about 5.5 out of 10. It has a premium cooling pillow top and crucially zoned lumbar support foam.
Ah, the zone support again.
Exactly. For side sleepers, that's critical. It gives precise pressure relief for the shoulders and hips, those areas that really press into the mattress and can get sore.
So great for couples too and combination sleepers, but especially those side and back sleepers needing that targeted relief and alignment. Sounds like a really balanced feel.
It generally is. But the article suggests that strict stomach sleepers might find it a tad too soft. Their hips could sink in a bit too much, potentially messing with spinal alignment over time.
Okay, so there's an alternative for them.
Yep. The Helix Dawn is recommended for a firmer feel.
Yeah.
And this is the Lux model, so it's premium. It comes with a higher price. If budget's tight, the standard Helix Midnight apparently offers a similar feel for less money.
Makes sense. What about the materials? Especially for cooling and comfort.
You get a choice for the cover. Either a breathable Tencel cover or their advanced Glaciotex cooling cover like the Brooklyn bedding one.
Okay, options are nice.
Inside, you've got Helix Responsive Foam and Gel Memory Foam. Both are designed for pressure relief and keeping your spine aligned. And all the foams are CertiPure US certified, which is standard for these top brands.
And the coils?
Individually wrapped coils, again. Great for targeted back support and minimizing motion transfer. Pretty essential in a good hybrid.
Okay, so specs.
Yeah.
13.5 inches high. Cooling features include that pillow top, either Tencel or Glaciotex, plus the gel memory foam and a specific cool force layer.
Lots of cooling layers there.
Seems like it. And the terms are pretty standard. 100 night trial, lifetime warranty, free shipping, and free returns. Very user friendly.
Good deal. All right, who's next?
Number four is the Bear Elite Hybrid. This one is specifically flagged as the best cooling mattress for back pain.
Another one with impressive awards. Best hybrid from Nap Lab. best for back pain from Sleep Foundation, and also endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association. Seems like support is the big focus here.
Definitely. The article describes it as ultra-luxurious, 14 inches high, with advanced cooling tech and a 5-zone support coil system. That zone support is really designed for precise spinal support.
5 zones, that's quite specific.
Yeah, and it comes in soft, 510, medium, 610, and firm, 710. Apparently, Bear found most people prefer something in that 5 to 7 range, so they covered those bases.
Interesting. So it's really aimed at easing back pain, providing great pressure relief, spinal alignment, and it's responsive too.
Right. And the article specifically mentions it's ideal for couples because the motion transfer is extremely low. That's a huge win if one partner is restless.
Definitely. Any downsides or people it might not be for?
Well, if you need something extra firm or perhaps very strong support for a heavier body type, this might not be quite firm enough. The article suggests the Bear Original for a firmer feel and a lower price point.
Okay.
Also, being 14 inches tall, it might be too high for some low-profile bed frames. Just a practical thing to measure.
Good point. Let's talk materials. Sounds like this one has a lot going on.
It does. It uses CertiPure-UR U.S.-certified foams and individually encased coils. The cover is hand-quilted PCM fabric.
PCM phase change material again?
Exactly, for that cool-to-the-touch feel. And there's an optional Salient-infused cover.
Salient? What does that do?
It's a type of textile technology designed to convert body heat into infrared energy. Some research suggests this might help with muscle recovery and promote better sleep. Plus, it enhances airflow.
Wow. Okay. Advanced stuff.
Yeah. Then there's copper-infused memory foam. Copper is known for being antimicrobial, a dynamic transition foam layer, those zoned coils with reinforced edges for better edge support, and a high-density foam base. Plus, it's GreenGuard Gold certified.
So a real powerhouse of features.
Pretty much. 14 inches high, excellent motion isolation. Cooling tech includes Salient fiber, optional, the PCM cooling cover, and copper-infused memory foam.
And the trial and warranty.
Generous 120-night trial, lifetime warranty, and free shipping and returns. Again, very consumer-friendly.
Okay, one more mattress to cover from the article's top picks.
Last but not least, we have the Puffy Lux mattress. This one is named the best cooling mattress for combination sleepers.
Ah, the movers and shakers of the sleep world.
Exactly. And it's got accolades, too. Forbes called it Best Soft Mattress in a Box 2025, Healthline said Best for Back Pain 2025, and yes, also endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association. Seems versatile.
It sounds like it. The article describes it as an ultra-luxury hybrid balancing support, really responsive body contouring, and a soft plush feel. It's rated medium plush, about 6.5 out of 10.
So that balance is key for combination sleepers, right? Because they shift around so much.
Precisely. They need something that adapts quickly as they move from side to back to stomach or whatever positions they cycle through. The article kind of paints it as the perfect stage for their sleep ballet.
Huh, I like that. So who is it really best for then?
Pretty much anyone who changes positions a lot during the night, seeking a soft, comfy bed, but still needing good underlying support. And of course, people who tend to wake up feeling too hot.
Okay, and who might want to look elsewhere.
If you definitely prefer a firmer bed, or if you need extra firm support specifically for significant back pain, the softer layers here might allow a bit too much sinkage for those needs.
Is there a firmer puffy option?
Yes, the article suggests the Puffy Royal Hybrid. Also, the Lux is on the pricier side, so if budget is the main driver, the Puffy Cloud mattress is mentioned as a more affordable alternative from the brand.
Gotcha. What's inside this one? It sounds complex if it adapts so well.
It has an impressive 8 layers. Seriously, 8.
Wow.
Starts with a cool touch quilted cloud cover, then a climate fiber layer for airflow right away. Then you get gel infused cooling cloud foam, plush dual cloud foam, which is apparently exclusive to the Lux and gives that extra plushness.
Okay, keep going.
Cloud comfort foam, then it's built on contour adapt coils and a firm core support foam base. Finally, a grip base cover to keep it from sliding. All the foams are CertiPure US certified.
So that multi-layered design is really about getting that soft contouring feel while still managing heat and adapting to movement.
That seems to be the idea. Cloud-like contouring that doesn't overheat and moves with you.
Specs.
Hmm?
12 inches high, so a bit lower profile than some others. Great motion isolation mentioned. Key cooling from the cool touch cover, climate fiber layer, and the cooling cloud foam.
And the trial terms?
101 nights. For the trial, slightly odd number, but over 3 months.
Yeah.
Lifetime warranty, free shipping, free returns. Again, Solid terms.
Okay, so that covers the 5 specific mattresses highlighted in the article. Quite a range of options there.
Definitely. But okay, let's zoom out a bit now. Beyond these specific models, what are the sort of overarching principles you need to understand when choosing your perfect cooling mattress?
Yes, this is crucial because knowing what to look for helps you evaluate any mattress, not just these 5.
Right. So first up, the article talks about weight, both your weight as the sleeper and the weight of the mattress itself.
Absolutely critical. For sleeper weight, the general advice is that heavier individuals, let's say over 230 pounds or so, often get better support and durability from hybrid or maybe pillow top mattresses. They help prevent sinking in too much, which is key for spinal alignment.
Okay. And lighter sleepers.
Lighter sleepers, say under 130 pounds, might actually prefer softer memory foam. They don't compress the layers as much, so a softer foam can give them better pressure relief without compromising support too much.
Makes sense. And mattress weight, why does that matter?
Mostly practical reasons. Heavier mattresses, especially king-size hybrids, can be really difficult to move, rotate, or set up initially. Something to keep in mind if you live alone or have mobility issues.
Good point. Okay. Next big factor, your primary sleeping position. We touched on this with the specific mattresses, but let's break it down generally. Side sleepers first.
Right. Side sleepers absolutely need contouring support, especially for the shoulders and hips to avoid waking up sore. Softer comfort layers, zoned support systems, or individually wrapped coils that can adapt are usually best.
Yeah, but back sleepers.
They generally need something in the medium firm to firm range. The goal is to maintain the natural curve of the spine. You want support under the lower back, but not so much that it creates an unnatural arch. Avoid anything too soft where your hips sink way down. Hybrid or firmer memory foam often works well.
Okay. Stomach sleepers are often told it's not ideal, but many people do it. What do they need?
Yeah, the main risk is the hips sinking too low, straining the lower back. So they need a firm surface, almost always. A hybrid with a firm top layer or a very firm foam mattress is often recommended to keep the hips elevated and aligned with the shoulders.
What about the combination sleepers, the sleep ballerinas?
They need adaptability above all else. Responsiveness is key, meaning the mattress adjusts quickly as they change positions. They don't want to feel stuck. Medium firm is often a good starting point, and materials like latex or responsive hybrids are excellent because they bounce back quickly.
And one more the article mentioned. On-edge sleepers.
Right. If you tend to hang out near the edge of the bed, or if you share a smaller bed, you need strong edge support. Look for mattresses specifically mentioning reinforced edges, often found in higher quality hybrids or inner spring models. It prevents that rolling off feeling and maximizes the usable sleep surface.
Okay, so position is key. Now let's talk materials. This seems like where a lot of the cooling tech comes in.
Definitely. Let's run through the main types. First, memory foam. Famous for that deep body contouring hug and excellent pressure relief. Great for motion isolation, too.
But the heat issue.
That's its traditional downside. Modern memory foams often use cooling gel infusions, copper, graphite, or open cell structures to try and mitigate heat buildup. Look for those features if you like foam but sleep hot.
Okay. What about latex?
Latex is often touted as more eco-friendly, especially natural latex. It's supportive, very durable, and naturally more breathable than traditional memory foam due to its open cell structure. It feels more responsive, kind of bouncy. It's also hypoallergenic.
Sounds good. Then there are organic mattresses.
Right. These typically use materials like organic cotton, organic wool, and natural latex. They focus on being hypoallergenic, eco-friendly, and breathable. Wool is actually a great natural temperature regulator. They still offer contouring and pressure relief.
What about traditional innerspring? Are they still relevant for cooling?
Absolutely. They offer great durability, a classic firmer feel for those who like it, and consistent lumbar support. The open coil structure allows for tons of airflow, making them naturally cool, often more affordable too.
And finally, hybrid mattresses, which we saw a lot of in the top picks.
Yeah, hybrids try to combine the best of both worlds, usually foam or latex comfort layers on top of a pocketed coil support core. This gives you pressure relief and support, plus the coils add bounce and significantly improve airflow compared to all foam beds. Very versatile, hence their popularity.
Okay, so lots of material choices. Tied closely to that is support. Why is it so fundamental?
Support is all about maintaining proper spinal alignment. If your spine isn't aligned while you sleep, you're likely to wake up with aches and pains, especially in the back and neck.
Makes sense.
It's crucial for side sleepers at those pressure points, as we discussed. And strong edge support, as mentioned, is vital for couples or edge sleepers to use the whole surface area comfortably.
What indicates good support when you're looking at a mattress description?
High density foams in the base layers are a good sign of durability and foundational support. For hybrids and inner springs, individually wrapped or pocketed coils are generally better than traditional continuous coils, as they offer more targeted support and better motion isolation.
Got it. Next factor, firmness level. This feels really personal.
It is very personal, but the article gives some useful guidelines based on a typical 1-10 scale, where 1 is super soft and 10 is rock hard.
Okay, break it down.
Soft, around 3 to 4, offers a plush, deep hug. Best for lightweight sleepers, strict side sleepers, or those with joint pain needing maximum cushioning. Medium soft, around 5, gives a balance of plushness and gentle support. Still good for side sleepers, maybe some lighter back sleepers. Medium, around 6, is often called the universal comfort, though that's debatable. It aims for a good mix of support and cushioning. Often works well for couples with different preferences and combination sleepers.
Getting firmer.
Medium firm, around 7, provides extra support, which is great for back and stomach sleepers needing solid spinal alignment. Also good for heavier individuals. Hybrids in this range often have great durability and motion isolation.
And finally, firm.
Firm, around 8 to 9, offers the strongest support. Often the top pick for heavier sleepers or those with specific back pain issues who've been advised to get a firm surface, provides stability but might feel too hard for lighter people or side sleepers.
So you really need to match firmness to your weight and sleep style.
Exactly. And personal preference, of course.
Okay, back to our main theme, breathability and temperature regulation. Why does this matter so much for sleep quality?
Simply put, if you overheat, your body struggles to stay in the deeper, more restorative stages of sleep. You're more likely to toss and turn, wake up, and just feel unrested. Preventing heat trapping is key for uninterrupted sleep.
And the article listed several features that help with this.
Right. Let's recap those quickly. A cooling cover is often the first line of defense materials like Glaciotex, Tensol, cotton, phase change materials right on the surface pull heat away or feel cool to the touch.
Okay.
A quilted cotton topper can add comfort but also breathability and natural ventilation compared to synthetic fibers. Gel-infused memory foam has those particles mixed in to absorb and dissipate heat away from your body.
What else?
Open-cell latex naturally has tiny air pockets that allow heat to escape. And fabric-encased pocket coils in hybrids or inner springs create channels for air to flow freely through the core of the mattress, which is a huge advantage for cooling.
So lots of different technologies working together, potentially.
Often, yes. The best cooling mattresses usually employ several of these strategies.
All right. Last major area. Trustworthiness and quality assurance. This isn't just about the mattress feel, but the whole package, right?
Absolutely. You're making a significant investment. First, look for certifications. We mentioned CertiPure US for foams, low VOCs, no harmful chemicals, and GreenGuard Gold, overall low emissions. There's also Okotex for textiles and GUTALS or GOLS for verified organic materials. These assure safety and quality.
What about the brand itself?
Transparency is key. Does the brand clearly explain what materials they use, how the mattress is constructed, and what their warranty covers? Be wary of vague marketing language. User reviews are also invaluable. Look for patterns and feedback on comfort, cooling, durability, and customer service.
And budget. We saw prices vary quite a bit.
Yeah. The article suggests a good quality cooling mattress often starts around $800, $1,200 for a queen, but premium models can easily exceed $2,000 or $3,000. Generally, investing in better quality materials means the mattress will likely last longer and perform better.
The trial period seems essential, too.
Hugely important. Most online brands offer between 90 and 365 nights. This lets you actually sleep on the mattress in your own home, which is way better than lying on it for 5 minutes in a store. Check the return policy carefully. Are returns free? Are there fees?
And guarantees and warranties.
Guarantees usually relate to satisfaction during the trial period. The warranty protects you against manufacturing defects later on, like significant sagging, usually defined as an indentation over a certain depth, like 1 or 1.5 inches, faulty seams, etc. Most are 10 years or longer. Some are lifetime.
Anything to watch out for in warranties.
Read the fine print. Warranties often require using a specific type of bed base or foundation, and they usually don't cover changes in comfort preference or normal wear and tear.
Good advice. And finally, durability. How long should a good one last?
A good quality mattress, including these cooling ones, should realistically last you 7 to 10 years, maybe longer for very high-end models. Look for indicators of durability like high-density foams, strong coils, especially pocketed coils, natural latex, and reinforced edges. A longer warranty often suggests the manufacturer is confident in the mattress's lifespan. Phew. Okay. That was a lot of information to unpack.
It really was. We went from those sweaty, restless nights through five specific top-rated cooling mattresses and then broke down all the key factors you need to think about: weight, sleep style, materials, support, firmness, cooling tech, and all the trust signals.
And the main takeaway seems to be that finding the right cooling mattress, it isn't just about surface-level comfort, is it?
Not at all. It's really about transforming your sleep quality, which has ripple effects on your energy, mood, health, your overall well-being.
And the good news is, as we saw, there are excellent options out there designed for very specific needs. So remember, as you listen, think about your specific situation.
Yeah, consider your sleep position, your body type, whether you share the bed, your budget. Use all this information to guide your own research.
Exactly. And don't forget to check out those links in the description again, associated with the mattress advisory article we discussed. Could be some helpful discounts there for you.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Perhaps the deepest, most refreshing sleep of your life isn't just about your bedtime routine. Maybe it's fundamentally about what's under you all night long. What aspect of your sleep are you ready to transform?